The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend is brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the number one BT50 dealer in New South Wales. Mongoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back to the program. 1353 53 is the open line number. Of course, the A-League has started in earnest. Good TV numbers for the Friday night game. That was Brisbane up against the Melbourne Victory. It was 1-1. But the live crowd was what we're all talking about out at ANZ Stadium. A new record, over 61,000 people watching a non-finals match between Sydney FC and the Western Sydney Wanderers. And in the end, they were pumped. The Sky Blues doing it, which were pretty happy. Hang on, who do you support?
Oh, I'm actually a Sky Blues man.
Yeah, me too.
I do like both teams, though.
Oh, of course you do. None like you to take it by each way. We'll find out which way Phil Moss was leaning in this one. He's joining us on the line to talk football. G'day, Phil.
Good morning, guys. The sun is up this morning in more ways than one, certainly after last night and what we witnessed.
For the A-League? It is huge. It's probably disappointing for Wanderers fans, obviously, but just to get that volume of people, Phil, I know it's been said a lot about Australian football previously, but bright new era domestically?
Yeah, look, it really is. And I said yesterday morning on Fox Sports News that it was football's chance to really stand alone and enjoy the spotlight and stand proud and just show how far the game's come in this country, the domestic competition. I mean, if you look back to the good old days of the NSL, you know, that really set the platform. Then we had to go into hiatus for a year to get this product up and running. And, 11 years down the track, it's looking phenomenal and just getting stronger and stronger. And the crowd last night was, certainly justified that.
Phil, what did you make of the game? 2-0, I was listening to it on the way home and it was 2-0 when I did get to listen to the game. A Wanderers player was sent off, reduced to 10 men, two more goals towards the end of the match for Sydney FC, four goals in the second half. Was that a fair reflection of the gulf between the two teams?
Look, I think it was a fair reflection on the, the hunger in front of goal by Sydney FC. And look, I think they just broke the back of Western Sydney Wanderers with the first half. It was a real arm wrestle. It was, very, very much a midfield battle in that first half. And I think Sydney just wore Western Sydney down. And when you do that in a game of football, you suffocate the opposition. And once you do that for long enough, then you get your chances. And Sydney got them and took them. And, West Sydney are in a lot of trouble. They've conceded 8 goals in their last 2 games, if you include the FFA Cup down in Melbourne City. And now last night, and also a flare went off in the Western Sydney crowd section. And we all know what happened last year. They got fined $50,000 and there was a 3-point suspended sentence hanging over their head for 12 months. So there could be more ramifications from that over the coming days.
Okay, tough for Wanderers. Up and up for Sydney FC, though. And especially when your marquee men are doing well, Bobo and Philip Holosko. What did you make of their performances last night, Phil?
Yeah, it was marquee magic last night, and every coach wants their top men to perform on the big stage. And Graham Arnold will wake up this morning very, very happy. I mean, he's never got a massive smile on his face, good old Arnie, but inside he'll be chuffed with last night. I mean, I thought Holosko was, for me, he was my man of the match. I thought he was so influential with his assist and his goal, and Bobo showed what he's about. You know, he held the ball up when he had to. He was clever with his distribution and he was always sniffing there or thereabouts, when there was a chance to score and he got his goal. So overall, a very, very good night. Was it a well-oiled performance? No, it wasn't, but you never get that from any team in round one after a six-month off-season. Yeah. But certainly the signs are very, very ominous for Sydney FC.
What about for Western Sydney Wanderers then, Phil? Is there some encouraging signs, at least for their fans?
Yeah, there is. I thought the performances of Kusul Kami, the Japanese boy, that was very, very good. He caught my eye in pre-season and he really backed it up last night, on debut, A-League debut for the club, and I think he'll be one to watch this season. And Kieran Bullitt, he didn't score last night, but he showed that he's really got that eye for goal and he knows where to be and when to be there. So, with Matt Sharpness, he'll certainly improve. But it's at the other end where they really look vulnerable. And Nikolai Topol-Stanley was out, their captain, their leader, was out suspended. And Tony Popovich will be looking to get him back in the lineup as quickly as possible because their back four looked very disjointed. And Brendan Hamill, as good a player as he is, he's not a left back. He's a central defender. and he's a right-footed player, so playing at left fullback left him quite exposed as well.
Mm. All right, let's have a look at today's game, Newcastle versus Adelaide. How do you see this one shaping up, Phil?
Interesting game. Adelaide, obviously, the defending champions. They won the Premiership and Championship last year. You know, really put Adelaide on the A-League map. And they've had a very, very disrupted pre-season. A lot of departures, key players, Brucey Gitte, who scored for fun at the back end of last season, yeah, took them all the way to the double. Sanchez, who used to give them goals off the bench, he's gone as well. Stefan Mork from midfield. So they've lost some really key players. Have they replaced them with the with like-for-like quality? That's the big question mark. Guardiola comes in, a striker from Spain. You'd like to think Diamore, the coach, has got very good eyes and ears in Spain, so you would think this will be a good signing. But it may be too little too late. I'm expecting it to take them a long time to find their feet in this season's competition. It might be too late to mount a challenge. Newcastle, new coach, Mark Jones, just came in a few weeks ago after Scott Miller was sacked. Scott Miller had brought in some very good signings.
Yeah.
So Jones has got a good squad at his disposal, and I'm expecting them to get the points today.
Phil, did you get a chance to catch up the Wellington-Melbourne City game yesterday? From all reports, City were outstanding, particularly in the first half, even without their marquee player Tim Cahill, who's on Australian duties, but City apparently were brilliant.
They were, and the combinations between Colazzo, Fornaroli, Kamau, Brandon, Bratton, Caceres, I mean, their attacking
good
arsenal
team. Yeah, good team.
Without
yeah.
Timmy Cahill was just phenomenal, and it was great to watch. And the only thing really lacking was more goals. Mm. Wellington, it was very windy and wet over there in Wellington. And but I think Mark Bosnick said it on Fox Sports that Melbourne City put on a hurricane of their own, and Wellington just couldn't cope with the fierce power of their attack after attack. And they're going to be a force this season, there's no doubt. We all know that they're the richest club in the competition. They've recruited very well. They're looking like they're playing a fantastic style of football. Bring Timmy Cahill into the mix and there's more goals for you.
No EPL overnight. We've got some World Cup qualifiers there. I see England have beaten Malta 2-0. You would expect that result. Yeah. Anything else jump out at you there, Phil?
Yeah, Daniel Sturridge and Dele Alli, the scorers for England. Slovenia are up 1-0 over Slovakia with a couple of minutes to go. Now, Slovenia are the next opponents for England during Gareth Southgate's interim role as manager for England. And he's got four games to prove to the English FA that he's good enough to take the job full time. So he'll be keen to get two from two when they take on Slovenia on Tuesday, I think it is. And in Group C, Germany doing it quite easy over the Czech Republic, 3-0 up with a few minutes to go. So just some results overseas in that international break. And obviously the Socceroos touched down in Melbourne last night ahead of their World Cup qualifier against Japan in Melbourne on Tuesday night. A massive, massive game for a national team.
Big game, very important. That was a pretty good debut from Phil Moss.
Yeah, well, Phil's on debut for us. He's been doing the Big Sports Breakfast during the course of the week, so I had no doubts about the quality of his work. Ray, it sounds like you did.
No, not at all. I'm just saying Andy Pascalides might be wanting to rush back from his 11-week tenure in India.
Oh, geez. Hey, you kill them off quickly, don't you, Ray? Andy who? been on the station for 20 years, Phil. I tell you what, you don't want to look sideways at Ray Thomas. Oh, he's ruthless.
He's a hard man. He's a
good man, and he's doing some great work with the Indian Premier League over there too.
Fantastic. Good work,
Phil. Thanks so much.
You know what, Phil? Ray's instructed me to tell you, we'll have you back next week, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Phil.
Phil Moss there. Remember that big game today, the Jets up against Adelaide United, round one of the A-League. $3.50, the Newcastle Jets. $2.05, Adelaide United. And the draw is $3.40. Now, what right now we need to do is call for some contestants in the Event Cinemas quiz.
On 13th Street going.
13:53:53. Dave from Wattlegrave. How many? We got it right. I swear, we got it right 2 weeks ago, didn't we?
I think we did.
Did we?
Well, hang on.
We got it right by our standards, anyway. Call now if you want to be a part of the Event Cinemas quiz. 13:53:53.
All comers, all grounds, all beaten. Franco won the Champion Stakes and lived up to the title.
International racing at its very best, 7 days a week across the Sky Racing Network.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Ricebury.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
The creator of the Man Shake and footy legend Adam McDougall, producer Jeremy, has a new training program. It's called the Man Challenge, a 10-week online training program for blokes. It's a 10-minute total body workout. Signed, 10-minute total body workout. That's about 50 minutes short of what you usually do every day, right?
You know, producer Jeremy was just trying to help us in, don't you? He was just trying to organise things for us.
Talking over the live read's not going to help anyone, is it?
You didn't give the poor guy any notice you were coming back.
Panel operator Hamish was waving at me to do the live read. A 10-minute total body workout. Scientifically proven to work, and there's no gym, so no excuses, Ray.
No excuses.
We live in a no-excuses environment here on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. There are live video workouts with Adam McDougall and the Footy Stars that you can access any time of day from any mobile device. Plus, easy-to-follow meal plans with real man food, which means you can still enjoy a beer and a burger and no doubt a Garlo's pie. Just 10 minutes a day over 10 weeks. The Man Challenge kicks off on October 10. So, 10 minutes a day for 10 weeks kicks off October 10, the 10th month. The Man Challenge.
That's tomorrow.
That's right. So, sign up now. TheManChallenge.com.au. That website again, TheManChallenge.com.au.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend is brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the number one BT50 dealer in New South Wales. Mongoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back to the program. Event Cinema Quiz Time. Prakash and the team, I think, being recognised overnight at the Australian Cinema Awards as the best run event cinema. Actually, hang on. Words just coming through. Best run cinema in Australia. So Prakash and the team out there at Event Cinemas at Parramatta.
Does Prakash good listen job, and understand he gets all
loves
his,
the show.
Gets all his accolades.
You know who he supports?
Is he Parramatta man?
Roosters.
Roosters. No probably wonder you organise.
Probably shouldn't say that in the heart of Eels territory.
We need to try and stop our streak, so to speak, Jimmy.
Right. Yep.
Can we get through a Z&Z quiz without stuffing it up?
Wouldn't have thought so, Ray. But let's have a go.
We'll have a go. Our first contestant on the line is Stan. Stan, good morning. You there, Stan?
Yeah, I'm here, yep.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We almost
hearts
off to a slow start, but we're in the game here. Hey, Stan, you know the drill, so the very best of luck. Here's question number one, the Event Cinema Quiz. Who scored the first try in last week's grand final? Was it Ben Barber, Jesse Bromwich, or Andrew Fifita?
Oh, Benny Barber.
Solid start from Stan.
Rock solid, Stan.
Question number two. Which legendary cricketer's son starred at the under-17 Cricket World Champs this week? Was it Greg Chappell's son, Steve Waugh's, or Mark Taylor's?
Steve Waugh's.
Spot on, Stan.
Austin Waugh.
Yes, yeah. What was the line about Steve? He said, oh, my dad knows a little bit about cricket. Very understated.
I love the
like
fact
his old man.
Steve didn't want to get photographed with Austin.
I love that.
He was there at the ground and said, no,
Austin's moment, yeah. Hey, sorry, Stan. You're off to a flyer. 2 out of 2. Here's question number three. What was the final score in the Ryder Cup won by the US in Minnesota last week? Was it 18-10, 17-11, or 16-12?
I wouldn't have a clue.
Hey, careful, Stan.
Wouldn't have a clue. I'm going to take a stab. I'll take the last one.
16-12. Bad luck. It was 17-11. But good score, Stan. Two out of three.
Good on you, Stan. Stay on the line there, mate. You probably come second.
So
Mitch.
Northern end.
Here's Mitch. G'day, Mitch.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Yeah, really
luck,
well, mate. You right to go with this?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right. Who did Brisbane Roar play in the A-League opener on Friday night? Was it Wellington Phoenix, Melbourne Victory, or Perth Glory?
Melbourne Victory.
Solid
start. Nice. Yeah. Well done, Mitch. Question two. Which high-profile Aussie athlete had their Athletics Australia funding cut this week? Was it Michelle Jenicke, Jared Talent, or Fabrice Lapierre?
Michelle Jenicke.
Nice.
Solid
nice.
Start here.
Okay, this for the win, Mitch.
Educated guess, fellas.
It doesn't
educated
matter.
Guess, don't worry. Doesn't here matter. We go. They all count. Who scored the second goal in Australia's 2-2 draw with Saudi Arabia this week? Was it Trent Sainsbury, Tommy Urich, or Robbie Cruz?
Tommy Urich.
Oh, well done. Clean sweep.
Three
from Mitch.
Three. You can't miss
Congratulations, there. Congratulations, mate.
So there you go, mate. We've got a VMAX.
17-11, by the way, boys.
What was that?
Was it 17-11 for the other bloke's question?
Oh, see.
It was, yeah.
You know what?
Six out of six for
Mitch. Mitch is doing our job there, really. We should have said what was the correct answer.
I did, but you were talking.
Oh, right. So yeah. What a shock. Mitch, double pass to Event Cinemas.
Thanks, fellas.
Yeah, well, no done, problem. Mitch. It's the VMAX pass too, so that's the big cinemas. So, mate, we'll be sending them out your way. Stay on the line. We'll get your details and we'll go from there.
Top stuff, guys.
Yeah,
well, congratulations, Mitch.
Three from three. Pretty solid there,
yeah,
wasn't it?
And he knew the other question as well.
What do you reckon, Dave, from Wattle Grove? I think we pretty much got through that unscathed.
Nailed that one?
Yeah. Well,
slow start.
Yeah, yeah. When it comes to us getting it right, I reckon that's as close as we'll go.
Score check now.
It is now... You're 21, I'm 20.
Game on,
ding-dong battle there.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend is brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the number one BT50 dealer in New South Wales. Mongoa Road, Penrith.
Well, we know the rugby league season is finished domestically. There is the Four Nations going on.
Not for Sharky supporters, they're still enjoying
That's
it.
That's true. There's still a test match to be played in Perth next week, but we thought we'd get Zorbon to wrap up what has been a tremendous year of rugby league and just get his thoughts on the NRL Grand Final. Morning, Zorb.
Morning, boys. Yeah,
morning,
it's all
Pete.
Over. But as you say, the top players, they just keep playing. I just wonder how long it's going to be before the likes of Cameron Smith and Cooper Cronk and Darius Boyd and players that, you know, played Origin this year, played right through into the finals, a lot of them into the grand final, and now they've got a test match next week and then a short tour of England. That's a lot of football.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? What did you make of the grand final? I know you're up on the Sunshine Coast. I was out there, Zorba. The atmosphere rivaled 2014 when South took on the Bulldogs. How did it come through the telly for you?
Oh, great game. I think for the game, a great result. I thought, you know, they were gone at the end, but they, Fifita scored that try. And the party goes on. Monkey off their back. Bridesmaid dress can be left to the side. Only two clubs now that haven't won a competition, and that's the Titans and the Warriors, and I don't think we'll be seeing that anytime soon.
Zorb, Jimmy and I are speaking about the Kangaroo selections earlier in the show, and particularly the decision to leave out Andrew Fifita and Sammy Radradra for decisions or reasons other than football. What do you make of the team, and also particularly the omission of those two players?
Well, I'm absolutely disgusted that the NRL has stepped in on this. I mean, they've got to realise that it's boundaries. They can't act outside of the law of the land. And the actions against Semi Radradra and Andrew Fifita this week, in my opinion, is outrageous and unfair. What's happened to the time-honoured presumption of innocence? Radradra was wearing the green and gold of Australia a few weeks ago in Papua New Guinea, and on that Australian jersey was a message about domestic violence.
Yes.
The man says he will fight a domestic violence charge in court. Surely he deserves that day before he is prejudged. Like Sean Kenny-Dowell earlier in the year, who went to court and was found not guilty of all charges. In fact, the judge commented on what a fine, upstanding person he was. As for Fifita, he's guilty of supporting a long-time friend who committed a vile act for sure, but I can't see how that is a reason to leave him out of the side. The NRL isn't the keeper of our rules in society. They should run the game and not try and run people's lives, in my opinion. I'm disgusted, and I just wonder if it can come back and bite them. I don't think that a governing body of the game has the right to do what they've done.
And yet we've had from Mal Meninga and senior players come out and support the move from the ARLC as well, Zorba, which I think James Maloney probably said it best, and he was in a difficult position because he's a teammate of Fifita's at the Sharks, but he's just been selected for his first Australian. He said, I think there's been a blurring of the lines.
Well, I'm sure that the players don't feel all that happy about it, and there are players in this Australian side that have, I think, performed worse acts during their career, and yet they've been forgiven. And I don't make any apologies for that. And I think everybody should be given a second chance. I just think, particularly Rod Radra, I mean, the man hasn't been able to do anything about other than say he's not guilty and that he will go to court. Now, if he's guilty, then rub him out of the game then. Mm. But until then, I don't think you have the right to do that. I'm sorry, I've seen it too many times. I went through it at my own club at Manly with Brett Stewart. You know, the club stuck by him when the league wanted to hang him out to dry, and he was found not guilty, thrown out of court very quickly by a jury. So I just think we're going down a path we don't need to go down in a game of sport.
All right, big news for the Manly club. Jake and Tom have signed till 2020, end of 2020. Give us an understanding of the impact these two guys are going to have over the course of the next 4 years, Zorb.
Well, you need a foundation to build a drive on, and they're both local juniors. They're both fine kids. They're both outstanding players, and they're not going anywhere. They've signed on for till the end of 2020, and we're sure that it'll go beyond that. And they're going to be the foundation in which we rebuild the club. And Bob Fulton's done a great job together with the boys' parents and their manager, and even as much as talking to their grandma about where the boys are going to go and the future of the club. So it's a major coup, as is South's signing of Greg Inglis this week until 2020 as well. He'll finish his career at the Rabbitohs, so that's a great coup for them as well.
And Zorb, I know you love your English Super League. 70,000 at the GF this morning.
Yeah, 70,000 to see Wigan come from behind and beat Warrington 12-6. Mm. Not the greatest game in the world. I much enjoyed Fiji beating Samoa 20-18. Samoa led 18-0.
Yeah.
And Fiji came back and beat them. If anyone gets a chance to watch a replay of this, I couldn't stop laughing at the commentators. I don't know where they got them from, but boy, they were just amazed at the size of Cassiano and Junior Paulo. And they played in the losing side. Cassiano, Junior Paulo, Kayser Pritchard, Tim Laffier. They all played for Samoa, who looked terrific early. But the likes of Corbin Sims, Braden Williami, Kevin Naguama, Appy Corrissau, David Nofaluma, Kane Evans, they got Fiji home in a highly entertaining game. We're going over to play in the Four Nations. Both Fiji and Samoa would put 30 points on Scotland. Scotland may as well play in their kilts because they have got no right to be in the company of Australia, New Zealand and England. They got their virtue of a performance in the last World Cup, and quite frankly, they're going to get lapped. It'll be Australia, New Zealand in the final. England will make up the numbers, and Scotland shouldn't be there. But it's going to be interesting. David Kidwell is the new coach of New Zealand. They left out big Manu Vatavai, and they left out a fine young player in Lolahia. I don't know what they're doing with this kid over there in New Zealand, but they'll drive him out of the place. He's an outstanding talent, and he can't get a run. I don't know why. It looks like Kevin Locke all over again. A smaller player, but with brilliant speed and something special about him, and he doesn't get a run.
Yeah, it's a strange one, isn't it? Leave him on the bench for 80 minutes. That one didn't make a lot of sense. That was against Manly too, I think. Kangaroo reunion today. If anyone's looking to get... I don't know where it is.
It's at the SCG.
Right, well... Get your autograph book and get down there because...
Yeah, I think so too. I was going to say the same thing, Jimmy. You won't get a better chance. I mean, you've got the current squad that's going overseas will be farewell today. So Cameron Smith will lead the side in. And you'll get all of those players and some of the greats of all time will be there today. The remaining immortals will be there. There'll be players from Queensland come down as well at... that plays the game at a great level, so it'll be something special to be at today.
Yeah, outstanding. Good on you, Zorb. We've thoroughly enjoyed our year, mate. Congratulations on all your good work. Enjoy your off season. We'll speak again next year.
I'd love to. What on you, boys? Have
good
a great
you,
off season.
Yeah. All the best, Pete.
There he is, Zorb. He's been our league man. I tell you what, he throws his topics up. He does. Without fear or favour.
He always front and centre.
Yeah, absolutely. And we love having him on the program every week. So great to have Peter Peters on. During the course of the
streaks
year.
In sport, just
yes.
As Tanya gets ready.
Yes.
You two, as in you and I,
yes.
Using the term gangbusters every week to describe how a topic is going. You know what? TC's 100% correct. It's like the word massive. We need to get some new...
No, I don't because...
Use massive.
You need to sell. You need to sell it as well, you know? And that's what we're in the business of, Roman.
Other words than massive, though. And gangbusters.
We're also in the business of telling people who's going to run today around New South Wales. So for the first time this morning, we say, good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, everyone. Racing in New South Wales today is at Hawkesbury and Coonamble. Hawkesbury, Flavours of the World Race Day. Sounds scrumptious, doesn't it? We'll start with Hawkesbury, where the weather is fine. The track a good 3, the rail true, penetrometer 4.71 and 14 scratchings. Race 1 is clear. Out of the second, take number 4, Thorn in My Side, and 7, Astro Miss, 4 and 7. Race 3, number 8, Sovereign Wealth, 12, Tennessee Man, 17, Western, and 18, Shifty Thinker. 8, 12, 17, and 18. Out of the fourth, number 1, The Bull, number 1 from race 4. Race 5, number 4, Mitch and Jazz, 5, Roving Eye, and 9, Ruby Spot, 4, 5, and 9. Race 6, number 7, Dylan's Romance, number 7 from the 6th. Out of race 7, take out 8, Deer Mountain, number 8. And out of race 8, number 4, Peter John, and 6, Speed Hero, 4 and 6 from race 8 at Hawkesbury. Coonamble. The weather is fine, the track a soft 5, rail true, and there are 24 scratchings. Race 1, take out 12, break up, 14, Shinsami, 15, not on time, and 16, shake off, 12, 14, 15, and 16. Race 2, number 8, Libby Tickets, 14, little blue kisses, 15, hot espresso, and 16, Luciano Girl, 8, 14, 15, and 16. Race 3, number 4, Southwell, 6, Swooping Magpie, 16, Dynamite Dan, 17, Balladi Bob, and 18, Lady Balladia, 4, 6, 16, 17, and 18. Races 4 and 5 are clear. To race 6, take out 4, First Alliance, 7, Gilded Spirit, 15, Real Blonde, and 16, Star Approach, 4, 7, 15, and 16. Out of race 7, number 3, Philomena, and 4, Annandale Lass, 3 and 4 from race 7. Out of race 8, number 1, Slate on Edge, and 13, Southern Orders, 1 and 13 from the 8th. And race 9, take out 7, Swiggin, 15, Satalina, and 17, Double Eagle. 7, 15 and 17 from race 9 at Coonamble.
Yeah, it's Coonamble Cup day today, guys. And in the Coonamble Cup, race 8, I like number 4, Playing Game. The best there at Coonamble is in the last, Jimmy. Race 9, number 8, Akasaki. Very hard to beat. Mm. And at Hawkesbury today, I wonder if Gary Moore does his little sprint up the straight when Winning Supreme wins race 2, number 3, Winning Supreme by Gary Moore.
Try That's the best Moore. Of your day, is it?
Yes, correct.
There you go. You've been having a good run with that, too. So, well done. Well done.
Hopefully keeps going.
Now, we like this one. A streak that is ongoing and I doubt will ever be beaten is when the Giant and I are on the golf course playing against Craig the Choker McDonald and the numerous failed partners he has had over the past 2 years. Craig from Tamworth. Very in-house, that one, Craig, but we do appreciate it. Break now, and then after the break, we'll go up to Bathurst and speak to a V8 supercar driver. And our legend of the game is Robbie Slater.
I'm Kim Cartwright. Jack Walker, one of the so-called Budgie Nine, has quit his role as a policy advisor to a federal government minister. Walker was one of the nine locked up in Kuala Lumpur after celebrating Daniel Ricciardo's Malaysian Grand Prix win by stripping down to his budgie smugglers printed with the Malaysian flag. Walker was an advisor in the office of Defence Industry Minister Christopher Pyne. In a statement, Mr. Pyne said the 26-year-old's resignation and apology was accepted and added that one lapse of judgment doesn't detract from the fact that Jack has been an outstanding staff member. Members of a community in far north Queensland are receiving counselling after an horrific crash at a funeral viewing. The 55-year-old man, believed to be driving the vehicle which crashed into the house and killed a woman, has been charged with murder and is expected to face further charges. It's understood the funeral was being held for the man's partner. It's Mental Health Week, and those struggling with depression and anxiety are being urged to reach out for help. Lifeline Chief Executive Pete Smigel told Macquarie poor mental health is becoming a national crisis.
Very sadly, we have ourselves in the midst of a national suicide emergency. There was more than 3,000 of our friends and neighbours who died by suicide in 2015. And as a community, we have to ask ourselves, why is this happening?
The number for Lifeline is 13 11 14. Hurricane Matthew is continuing its course of destruction up the east coast of the United States. More than a million residents in Florida remain without power, and the storm now has been downgraded to a Category 1 and is hammering the South Carolina coastline. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory is warning residents of his state not to become complacent.
As soon as this hurricane turned inward, which is what we didn't want, yes, it did downgrade into wind, but it upgraded into the volume of water. And water can kill.
Top Republicans are scrambling to distance themselves from Donald Trump after the release of an audio tape recorded 11 years ago in which he boasts about groping women. Mr. Trump was speaking to the host of a celebrity TV show and does not appear to have known his remarks were being recorded. Hillary Clinton is calling them horrific. Our US correspondent Simon Marks has more.
The tape is crude, profane and politically devastating. Donald Trump telling Billy Bush of TV show Access Hollywood that he has groped women and used his star power to try and seduce them.
I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even know it. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Hillary Clinton says the tape is horrific. She tweeted, "We cannot allow this man to become president." Among top Republicans, there is now open discussion about whether Mr. Trump can be replaced on the presidential ticket. Less than 48 hours before he's due to debate Mrs. Clinton here. Simon Marks, Air News, St. Louis.
Also in news, police are investigating a serious traffic crash that occurred overnight in Surfers Paradise. Shortly after 11 o'clock, police were called to a Fernie Avenue address following reports that a pedestrian had been struck by a vehicle. The man, aged in his 20s, was taken to hospital with serious injuries. The driver was uninjured. Investigations are continuing. Police are also calling for witnesses to a serious crash in Carindale near Brisbane involving a motorcycle and a garbage truck on Scrub Road around 6:20 yesterday morning. The rider was taken to hospital in a critical condition. This is Air News. Perth Glory conceded a bizarre own goal as Central Coast fought back from 3-0 down to secure a 3-all draw in last night's A-League clash. Adam Taggart and Diego Castro put Perth on track in the first half, but the Mariners fought back with Roy O'Donovan finding the net in the 56th minute and a gift at the 86th when a goal line clearance from Glory defender Mark Warren crashed straight into his own goalkeeper and into the back of the net. Meanwhile, Sydney FC takes local bragging rights with a slick and comprehensive 4-0 win over Western Sydney Wanderers, and Melbourne City have shaken off a second-half red card to battle to a gritty 1-0 win over the Phoenix in their opener in Wellington. Even the Flag Marshals couldn't hide their excitement when Ford Young Gun Chas Mostert finally completed Bathurst 1000 qualifying after 4 years of trying. 12 months ago, Mostert was in hospital nursing a broken leg after a horror crash on Mount Panorama. Yesterday, during top 10, scores of rabid Ford fans could be seen cheering Mostert on from the Dipper where he suffered last year's spectacular crash. "Seeing so many people come out during qualifying was absolutely crazy," he said. He qualified third fastest for today's race. Also in sport, the All Blacks have completed the perfect rugby championship with a 57-15 demolition of South Africa, lifting them to within sight of a test world record. Australian Independent Radio News.
This sports update is for Builders Steel Direct. Now teamed with local lintel manufacturer Galintel to supply Aussie-made Galintels, T-bars, render bars, structural steel beams and more.
When you're stuck in the traffic with nowhere to go, escape to a tropical island. You and a glass of Sacred Hill wine. Try Sacred Hill Chardonnay, an affordable friend by De Bortoli. Here's the traffic.
In Hornsby, we're seeing traffic crawling on the Pacific Highway towards Asquith from Bridge Road at the airport, General Holmes Drive, Botany Road and Joyce Drive. Very slow into the domestic terminal. A little heat on Airport Drive coming out of the international terminal as well. In the Blue Mountains, an animal carcass on the Great Western Highway coming onto Blaxland from Warramoo. And in Sutherland, we're seeing some pressure on the Old Princes Highway from the station to the leisure centre. Your new Bunnings warehouse in Kingsgrove is now open with a great range for all kinds of DIY and home improvement projects. Check it out now, corner Richland Street and Kingsgrove Road, Kingsgrove. I'm Tim Govers on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Partly cloudy today, light winds. Can't wait to tell you what happened during the ad break, or the news break. Light winds becoming northeasterly, 25 to 40 kilometres in the middle of the day. 0% chance of rain, becoming windy, partly cloudy, 23 a maximum for Sydney. What about at Woolloomooloo, which I don't know how that's going to be different to Sydney, but anyway. And then we'll go up to Warrialda, Raymond.
Yeah, Sydney, Woolloomooloo, funny about that, Jimmy, is partly cloudy in 23. Up at Warialda, nice part of the world. At the moment, it's already 17 degrees up there.
That's hot.
Heading for a top of 28 degrees and sunny.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
Being a bloke is busy work. You're a provider and a father and a husband. How are you supposed to fit in fitness around all that? The Man Challenge is an exercise and food program for real blokes like you. 10 weeks, just 10 minutes a day to lose weight and be a better bloke. Too right. With the Man Challenge, you can finally fit in being fit. Get the ball rolling today at themanchallenge.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any weight loss plan.
I'm a digital radio.
And I'm a digital TV. Now, you may remember when TV went digital.
Yes, yes, and you got a lot more channels and a better picture.
Well, buying a digital radio is the same.
Exactly. I've got up to 30 extra radio stations, plus all your old faves, and I sound amazing.
Yeah, but I look amazing.
Yeah, but this is a radio ad, so no one can see you.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to hear this station like you have never heard it before,
buy a digital radio.
Head into your nearest retailer and upgrade to digital.
The Amarok Highline Runout Sale is on now. This top-of-the-line workhorse can be yours from only $53,990 drive away, including free 8-speed auto, plus $2,000 cash back. But you'll need to hurry, because with premium features like Bi-Xenon headlights, a rear-view camera, satellite navigation and permanent four-wheel drive, you just know they won't be in the showroom for long. Offer ends October 31st. Conditions at vwoffers.com.au.
Yes, we are in the new studio today, Ray, just to concentrate on that. ZNZ Jewellers has been a Hurstville institution for over a quarter of a century. Watch out, Judy. I've got him. For more than 20 years, they've been the source of official NRL watches and rings. ZNZ were the original designers and makers of the grand final rings for 17 years. So, if you want the official watch of your team, or if your business needs corporate gifts of distinction, if you're looking for an engagement or a wedding ring, or if you want jewellery remodelled or repaired, do what the NRL does. See Alan at ZNZ, Westfield Hurstville, or visit znz.com.au. That's ZEDNZED.com.au. Proud sponsors of the Parramatta Eels and the St. George Junior Referees.
One of the legends of the sport creates a little bit of magic at the mountain and secures his sixth victory in the 1000.
Jennings, he cuts back in. He's going for the line. He's on. Jennings gets in and score. And win the Origin, you would think.
One bend to go into the Gardner straight. They come. Mark Marquez surely now is going to win here in Australia. Jai Lorenzo will be in second place. Marquez wins.
There we are. It's Serena Williams again. 14 years after that first victory here. Grand Slam number 22. Irresistible, majestic. And the judgment of history will surely be that she was in a class of her own.
On Sky Sports Radio, welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda, Mulgoa Road, Penrith. Here's your hosts, Jimmy Smith and Ray Thomas.
Yeah, welcome back to the final hour of the program. Aren't we both happy about that? We really struggled to get going this morning, Raymond.
Now, you did.
Well, sorry, yeah. So you revealed exclusively earlier... after Gay Waterhouse revealed exclusively that she wasn't going to retire from training. You revealed that I was asleep at 20 past five upstairs and
you had to come and to give me up.
Had to come and wake me up. But coming back from the news set just now, you, half asleep,
half asleep,
have walked into the wrong studio.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
I agree. It is ridiculous, but that's exactly what he's done.
Can I just preface this and explain what happened there?
Yeah, no, go for it.
I was more concerned about the weather and where we were going for the weather, and that you were having a conversation with the great Mike Coward upstairs, and rushing back in, as usual, professional preparation for our third hour, and well, I did walk into the wrong wrong door.
You know, the problem with this is that it's not that we're in the new studio. We've
that's
been here
the other
for 2 weeks.
Only yeah, second week.
That's
new
right.
Studio.
It's only the second week here, and we were in the. But you didn't walk into the old studio.
Yeah, I walked into
you
some
just
door.
Walked into the production office.
Yeah, what's that's where?
Literally, it's like a broom
Jeremy
closet.
Normally goes in there. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah.
That's but maybe we're, where I'm supposed to
what,
go.
I tell you what, we're on the ball for this final hour. A lot of people wanting to have their say on this talk topic. It's gone spectacularly well.
Well done.
Thank
that's
you.
That's for TC.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, boys, The Undertaker went 21 straight wins at WrestleMania. That's from Garv in Canberra. There you go. You realise that's those outcomes are already determined.
Predetermined?
Yeah, that's right. So
you think?
Yes. Yes, I believe they are. So there you go. Lots of stuff going through. We've got to check those before we read them.
This one from Eagle-Eyed Phil. I think he's 100% right. Good morning, Jimmy and Ray. Was the NRL final series one of the best you've seen? I thought there were quite a few great games. I think from the very, apart from that very first game in week one, almost every game after that was thrilling theatre, great football.
Well, the Doggies versus the Panthers in week one, the Doggies fans probably wouldn't think it was a great game of football. But yes, I agree. High-level football, highly competitive games, culminating in an absolutely brilliant grand final. So, yeah, can't disagree with that one. 1353-53, the open line number. Let's go to callers now. Just a reminder that we've got Robbie Slater coming up very shortly. Mm-hmm. We'll have Trent Lanscale, and we are going to hopefully speak to a V8 supercar driver getting ready for the big race, the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000. Let's go to the open line there. Roger is there. Hey, Rog.
Hey, how are you, boys?
Yeah, really well,
morning, Roger.
I don't know whether this has been brought up before or not. I missed part of the show. I had to go shopping, but Rocky Marciano,
yeah,
World Heavyweight Champion.
49 fights, 49 wins.
49 fights and an undefeated world champion.
Yeah, 100% right. And, yeah, no, I think he's the only undefeated world heavyweight champion. Oh, Gene
That's
Tunney.
Right.
Was Gene Tunney undefeated as well, Roger?
He got flattened once.
Did he? Okay. Yeah. Because
yeah.
Gene Tunney.
Jack Dempsey took him out.
Well, he took out Jack Dempsey, didn't he, in the long,
yeah.
the famous
yeah.
long count fight. So,
yeah.
Well, that was the line that Ronald Reagan stole from Jack Dempsey when he was shot as president. He stole the line from Jack Dempsey, which was, "Honey, I forgot to duck."
That's right.
Yeah. Thanks, boys.
Good on you.
Good
Rog, stay
yeah.
on the line.
That's a good one. I like it. Yeah.
Let's send Roger out a CD.
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen, chapter and verse.
Hey, thanks.
Good on you, Roger.
Yeah. Why don't we send that one out too? I think that was a great call.
Yep.
That was a new one. So we do appreciate that. Now, someone else mentioned Heather Mackay. Now, we are massive fans of Heather Mackay on this
program. Got to get her on the show.
She won 16 consecutive British Open titles. So that's between 1962 and 1977. And she remained undefeated that whole time. 16 years, she remained undefeated.
Yeah, she was amazing.
There you go.
You know, Jimmy, for once I was right. Gene Tunney, retired, undefeated as a heavyweight champion. There you go.
Yeah.
So
he and Rocky Marciano. So, all right. Sorry, Rog, we're going to take
that
CD back.
Roger's 100%
right. Oh, sorry.
Rocky Marciano, 49 fights.
Yeah, but he said he was the only one. You said no, Gene Tunney. He said no, you're wrong, Ray. So, sorry, Rog.
He fought Jack Dempsey twice and beat him both times. So
okay,
there
there you go. So there, another.
But Roger, that CD still coming your way.
CD still coming your way, and it just means it's another win for Ray Thomas as well.
No.
1353-53, the open line number. We'll take a break here on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. After the break, we'll have a chat with Trent Lanscale from tab.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio has the latest racing and sports covered on Tab Talk.
Every morning at 10, trainers and jockeys pass on the winning mail.
Plus a wide array of guests covering all the summer sports.
And in A-League, Sydney FC player Brandon O'Neill has all the news.
And I think this year, Sydney FC fans can be really excited with the work we've put in and the way we're playing.
Sports and racing every morning at 10. Tab Talk on Sky Sports Radio.
Mum, do you want to know the long-range forecast for this summer?
Yes.
Moderate temperatures, gentle breezes and cool gift cards.
Gift cards?
When you buy an air conditioner from Bing Lee.
Which one, Lionel?
We've got the latest models from Fujitsu, Mitsubishi Electric, LG and Panasonic.
What could be better?
A bonus Bing Lee gift card, up to $200, depending on the size of the aircon.
So beat the heat this summer.
With a brand new aircon and a bonus gift card from Bing Lee.
Terms and conditions apply. See binglee.com.au for details.
Deadlines are a great motivator. Need some motivation to finally do something about that beer belly? The Next Man Challenge kicks off on October the 10th. Hi, I'm Adam McDougall and I created the Man Challenge, a 10-week exercise and food program that takes just 10 minutes a day. time to do something about your beer belly has arrived. No more procrastinating. Do it for your family. Do it for you. Do it now. Register at themanchallenge.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any weight loss plan.
The Magical Luna Park's Big Top Christmas Ball is back, Ray. Saturday, December 17. We were looking to take... Well, you wanted to take all the listeners out.
Did I? Well, you all pay back
for Christmas. Settle down. This all-inclusive evening event is ideal for small businesses looking for a five-star dining Christmas experience. That's us. Mm. Top entertainment is guaranteed on the night with MC Justin Karcher. And if they need a second MC or something to help out.
Looking for a gig, eh?
DJ Ash. Well, you could spin some discs. And the party band, Let's Groove Tonight. Plus, plenty of great prizes to be won. Spots are strictly limited for what will be a memorable Christmas event. Book now at lunaparkvenues.com. Proud sponsor of Camp Quality.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend is brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the number one BT50 dealer in New South Wales. Mongoa Road, Penrith.
And Jimmy, the Bathurst 1000 starts at 11:10 a.m. We'll get all the latest odds. We've got Trent Langscale on the line. Trent, good morning. And who is favourite to win Bathurst today, Trent?
Good morning to you, Ray and Jimmy. And with Bathurst 1000 starting in just around about 3 hours, Car 88, Wincup and Dumbrell, they're on pole position. And they are the $3.75 favourites. You have Car number 97, Van Gisbergen and Premier, they're seventh on the grid. And Car 888, Lowndes and Richards, a lot of respect to them fellas. They're going to be starting from 21st on the grid, but they are both $6. You've got Car 55, Chaz Mostert and Owen third on the grid at $8. Car 33, which has McLaughlin and Wall, they're second on the grid. They're at $12, along with Car number 2, Tander and Luff, at that price as well. For the winning manufacturer, you've got Holden $1.36, Ford $3.60, Volvo 11, and at Nissan 26. If you just want to bet on the rivals, Ford against Holden, who will finish, don't have to necessarily win, but who will finish higher, you've got Holden $1.28 and Ford at $3.50. But Car 88, Wincup and Dumbrell, they're going to be on pole, and they're $3.75 favourites to win the Bathurst 1000.
Trent, I've got a bit of a problem here. Haven't you got a paddock pony that could trot out 2,000 metres at least and run around there yesterday after Winks and pick up $27,000?
Well, discussing it earlier in the week with Cozzy as well, fellas, should have just had the pretend horse. I'd be probably the back legs and Cozzy could have been the front. We could have got out there, so would have been a sand timer.
The mind boggles at that.
But we would have got there with a sand timer.
Well, I can't believe someone couldn't put a horse in there. But as David Hayes quite rightly pointed out, there was no one from New South Wales that was rushing down to put their horse in there as well, so... there's blame on both sides. Right, let's keep going now. A-League and NBL kicking off this weekend.
They have got underway over the weekend. So in the NBL, there's one match left. 3 o'clock this afternoon at High Sense Arena. Melbourne United $1.18 against the Adelaide 36ers at $4.85. The line there is 9.5 for the margin betting. You've got Melbourne United by 11 plus $1.95 and by 1-10 at $3. Adelaide by 1-10, $5.50 and by 11 or more at $11. The over-under line is 177.5 points. And in the A-League, just the one match to finish the opening round, 5 o'clock at Hunter Stadium. Newcastle $3.50, the draw is $3.40, and Adelaide United, the defending champions, at $2.05, and betting on the over-under 2.5 goals market, you've got over 2.5 goals at $1.80 and under 2.5 goals at $2.
Trent, we've been absolutely hammered over in South Africa in this ODI series. We scored 370 and can't win a game.
What about Dave Miller's knock?
Oh, unbelievable. So I can't believe, Trent, you've got South Africa $1.70, Australia $2.15 head-to-head.
That's right, Ray. Well, we're betting okay. It's just the bowling, and it is an inexperienced lineup. So
getting hammered.
Holding out. We've got the fingers crossed that Mitchell Stark will be right for the Test series, which starts in a month's time on Oaks Day. So,
Trent.
Yes.
You couldn't roll the arm over there too, could you?
No, I've got unfortunately, the elbow probably goes not far enough back, Jimmy. I'd probably be no-balled.
Oh, the 15 degrees.
Yes.
Early legs cut.
I tried many times at that. No good. No good for me. I found out very early on there, Jimmy, that I was much better just watching the sport rather than actually getting involved. So I worked that out pretty quick. But yes, as Ray has mentioned, South Africa is $1.70 in Australia, $2.15. That's the fourth of the 5 1-day internationals. That's 7 o'clock tonight at St George's Park in Port Elizabeth. If you like betting on the high bats for Australia, David Warner's the $3.50 favourite, Steve Smith at $4. You have Aaron Finch at $4.75, and then George Bailey and Usman Khawaja at $6. While for South Africa's high bat, Quinton de Kock's the $3.50 favourite, Hashim Amla at $4.25, Faf du Plessis at $5, and then Riley Russo at $6.50. So there's other sports throughout the day, fellas. The Major League Baseball playoffs, they are underway. So the division series are they're going through at the moment. Week 5 of the NFL, Nick Kyrgios is in a final later on this afternoon in Tokyo. We'll get the odds up for that, hopefully not too far away. But the big one this afternoon is the Bathurst 1000. Unfortunately, if the better half wants you to get out and do some gardening or mow the lawn, today is not going to be the day. So 11:10, they start there. And we are going to be betting live on that. You will have to call 133-390. But for all the odds that are on offer, you can head now to tab.com.au.
Good on you, Trent. We do appreciate that. Trent Lenscale there from tab.com.au. Time now for this.
Yes.
On the Big Sports Breakfast weekend with a sports update, here's Tanya Thomas.
A perfect start to a new season for Sydney FC, demoralising arch rivals Western Sydney 4-0 last night in the A-League match at ANZ Stadium, a disaster for the Wanderers considering they had 53% of possession for the match. In front of a record crowd for a competitive club soccer match in Australia of 61,880, the first half was compelling with a nil-all scoreline, the second half a bonanza for Sky Blue fans with goals in the 51st, 55th, 85th and 89th minute. In other games, Melbourne City got away with a 1-0 win over Wellington, and the Central Coast came back from 3-0 down to draw 3-all with Perth. Today, Newcastle and Adelaide at Hunter Stadium, that match at 5 o'clock. Australia defeated Argentina 33-21 this morning at Twickenham, ending their Rugby Championships campaign on a high, having to overcome the sin binning of Michael Hooper and Adam Coleman. While meantime, New Zealand equaled its record of 17 straight test wins with a massive 57-15 victory over South Africa overnight in Durban, scoring 7 tries in the second half. It's the third time that the All Blacks have reached 17 straight, and their chance to finally break it will come on October 22 against Australia in the Bledisloe Cup match in Auckland. Wigan defeated Warrington 12-6 in the Super League Grand Final this morning. Warrington were on course for their first league title for 61 years after going in at halftime at 6-2 in front, but the Warriors turned the game around with 2 tries in 9 minutes midway through the second half. Wigan coach Sean Wayne described the win as his finest achievement. A couple of missed opportunities from Sydney in the final quarter helped Brisbane to a 4-point win over the Kings in the NBL match last night in Sydney, the Kings' first official NBL game under head coach Andrew Gaze. The Bullets led at every change and went into the final quarter up by 6. The Kings managed to level but went down 77-73. Elsewhere, Perth 84 beat Cairns 74 that match in overtime. No EPL this weekend because of World Cup qualifiers. Overnight and this morning, England 2 beat Malta 0, Germany 3, Czech Republic 0, Scotland and Lithuania 1-1, Poland 3, Denmark 2, and the Socceroos play Japan on Tuesday night at Etihad Stadium in Melbourne. Nick Kyrgios will play Belgian David Goffin in the final of the Japan Tennis Open later this afternoon. A win will give the Aussie his third ATP title of the year. Meantime in Shanghai, Bernard Tomic and partner Jack Sock will meet Rafael Nadal and fellow Spaniard Pablo Carreño Busta in the doubles final of the China Open. Trans-Tasman rivalry heats up again today with the first of 4 games of Netball's Constellation Cup, Australia playing New Zealand in Sydney. The Silver Ferns will field a much stronger side than the recent Quad Series, and for the Diamonds, Claire McMenamin will retire after the 4th game in Invercargill. First centre pass at 3:40. And Jamie Wincup looking for his 5th Bathurst title today when he teams up with Paul Dumbrell for Red Bull Racing Team. Wincup has pole position for the great race, the 99th pole of his career. Scott McLaughlin will start also on the front row after missing out on top spot by 0.065 of a second yesterday. And as you said before, Ray, the great race starts just under 3 hours at 10 past 11.
Ford or Holden 10?
Holden. I learned to drive an Holden EH.
Yep. EH.
EH.
There you go.
That's how old I am.
No, I bike. I remember E8. My dad had one as well. So we were holding.
It was like a tank, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, the big steering
wheel. No power steering in those days.
No, it was not.
No, the heavy, heavy vehicles. Yeah, yeah. Drag them around.
Yeah, and the gear was up the top, wasn't it? Clunk, 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 clunk.
Yeah.
Column
shift.
Three on the tree.
That's it. Yeah.
Three on the tree or four on the floor.
Memories.
That's what they used to have. Yeah, fantastic. Thank you, Tan. We do appreciate that. Now, we better take a break. And once we're back from the break, we're going to be speaking to Robbie Slater.
Outstanding.
Texts and emails on the Big Sports Breakfast are brought to you by the Wideline Windows and Doors 24/7 online quoting app. Take a closer look at wideline.com.au. Sky Sports Radio and the National Racing Service have what it takes for a winning day on the park. New South Wales action leads the charge with previews, TAB late mail and all the important TAB market movers every day and night on Sky Sports Radio.
How would you like to own a mobile coffee franchise for under 50k? You can with The Coffee Guy. Be part of the thriving coffee industry. Find out more at their free information seminar on October 22. See The Coffee Guy van in action. Try the coffee. Meet the franchisees. Spaces are limited. Register online now to qualify for one of three 6K startup bonus packs. Find out more at thecoffeeguy.net.au. Terms and conditions apply.
This big Photon Tonland offer couldn't come at a better time with Christmas around the corner. It's Tonland's Drive Away, tons of time to pay finance offer. Drive away a new Tonland ute today and drive it for 3 months before making a repayment. There's no repayments for 3 months and no deposit and a 3.99% per annum interest rate. Yes, there are tons of reasons to buy a Tonland ute right now.
Available to approved business applicants only. Offer ends 31st 12/16. Terms and conditions at photonmotors.com.au.
The creator of the Man Shake and footy legend Adam McDougall has a new training program. It's called the Man Challenge, a 10-week online training program for blokes, Jimmy Smith.
Yeah.
It's a 10-minute total body workout, scientifically proven to work, and no gym, so no excuses. These are live video workouts with Adam McDougall and footy stars that you can access any time of day from any mobile device. Plus, easy to follow meal plans with real man food. You can still enjoy a beer and a burger, Jimmy. Just 10 minutes a day over 10 weeks. The Man Challenge kicks off October 10. That's tomorrow. So sign up now at themanchallenge.com.au.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend is brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the number one BT50 dealer in New South Wales. Mongoa Road, Penrith.
Can I have a moment of your time? Just a single second so you see that indeed we'll be leaving you behind.
Welcome back to the program. 1353 is the open line number. We're going to have a chat with Scotty Foster before we have a chat with Robbie Slater. But we've got an SMS in here and it always gets us going, doesn't it, Ray? Zook has said, Harry Greb, himself a great fighter, handed Gene Tunney his only professional loss in a fight of the year, 1922. So Harry Greb, we start talking fight. Tunney was a bloody mess. This is via Wikipedia.
Yeah.
So
I understand now. That's for the light heavyweight championship, as distinct from the
heavyweight
championship.
Right. Yeah. At the end of the 15 brutal rounds, Tunney was a bloody mess, and Greb was crowned champion via unanimous decision. This was the first and only professional loss in Tunney's career, with the bout being hailed as the fight of the year for 1922 by Ring Magazine.
How about that round? Round after round, the beating continued with Tunney refusing to submit and even smiling during the bloodshed to keep the referee from holding the match.
Yeah. Fractured Tunney's nose in two places, then proceeded to open up a deep gash over the reigning champ's left eye. So, Zook, well spotted. Surely we can send him a CD of some
script. Yeah. Where,
what did
the CDs are gone.
Yeah. Producer Jeremy snuck in and took them.
We'll send him out the
Bruce Barry Gibb?
Barry Gibb.
Yeah, you've leaned heavily towards Bruce Springsteen this morning more than Barry Gibb, haven't you?
We haven't given out a Barry Gibb one.
No, well, we have
okay,
now.
Okay, so Zook, coming your way, Barry Gibb's album.
Thank you for that update. Now, speaking of updates, time to find out what's happening at Steve Foster and Sons Quality Cars. We do that via Scotty Foster. Hello, Scotty.
Good morning, Jimmy, and hello, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Scotty. Welcome back.
Are you enjoying the off-season, Scotty?
Mate, we're actually a little bit busier at the moment, organising the new gear for next year and the whole competition, so we're a little bit busy, but it is good not having to get to the games and things like that. So, yeah, and enjoying the extra time at home, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, tell us about this 2011 VE Calais V Series 2 Sports Wagon.
Yeah, it's an absolutely stunning vehicle, this one. It's silver in colour. It's fitted with a beautiful set of 20-inch alloy wheels. This is one car that will turn heads. It has sports suspension, dual sports exhaust, window tint, satellite navigation, reverse camera, front and rear park sensors. It's got dual climate control air conditioning, power windows, cruise control, traction control, ABS brakes with brake assist. It's got electric leather sports seats, Bluetooth and remote central locking. So it's got all the extras, and you'll be the talk around town. It looks that good. The price is unbelievable. It's just $16,990 drive away. So go to the website, www.fosterscualitycars.com.au. Now, this is cheap. On our website, it's advertised for more. But if you mention the radio station, obviously it's going to be $16,990 drive away. And you'll see how cheap the car is when you go to the website. So get on there and have a good look, because it's a great car.
It sounds it. And if listeners need any help with finance, Scotty, you're the man there as well.
Yeah, we can arrange finance for this car or any of our cars. We've got great packages available at the moment. We're helping a lot of people that couldn't previously get finance get into a car. So if you've had credit issues in the past, then now is the time to call. If you're on a pension, have paid or unpaid defaults, you're new to Australia or on a student visa, we can help. If you're on sickness benefits or you're starting a new business and need a work vehicle, even Uber driving, then we can help. Go to our website, www.fosterscualitycars.com.au, or wait about half an hour and give them a call on 9637 5024.
Good on you, mate. Now, the other thing that you guys do so well is that if you like a car, but it's not on the Steve Foster & Sons website, fosterscualitycars.com.au, you can source the vehicle, which is exactly what you did for the Smith family a few years ago.
Yes, boys, we go and find whatever car it is anyone's after. So if you're on the website, you don't see what you like, let us know what it is, and we'll find your dream car. So, boys, Jimmy, you're due for a new one for the wife anyway. So, let me know what you're after.
Thanks for that. I just hope she's not listening, because she'll latch straight onto that, Scotty. And I'll be having to go down
to your phone call soon, Scotty.
Your lot to have a look at that car. Yeah, but no, I do appreciate that little push along.
No worries, boys. You have a great day and enjoy it.
Fantastic. You too, Scotty. Well done. Fosterscualitycars.com.au is the website, or if you want to give them a call, speak directly, as Scotty said, after 9 o'clock, have a chat to them on 9637 5024.
Jimmy, watching in the background here, the Kabaddi World Cup.
Kabaddi, Kabaddi.
I can't work it out, can you?
Kabaddi, Kabaddi, Kabaddi.
It looks like a game of, I don't know, men holding hands, British Bulldog in the old days or something.
I tell you what it did do. It delivered Nathan Hindmarsh much sought after premiership on the Matty John show with the Fletch and Hindy segment when they played Kabaddi. Kabaddi, Kabaddi.
Can you work it out?
I've got no idea what's going on. I see they dive back for the line to save themselves a point. This is a big match, Poland up against Kenya, and it's gripping. Locked at 27-all. From what I understand, it's a young Kenyan side, and as a result of that, the future of Kabaddi in Kenya.
I didn't know it was in trouble.
Is secured.
All covers, all grounds, all beaten. Franco won the champion stakes and lives up to the title.
International racing at its very best, 7 days a week across the Sky Racing Network.
On the line is Stuart, who found love earlier than expected.
That's right. Yeah, it was just after the third leg of the quaddie.
Go on.
Well, I was 3 from 3 and even had a roughie in there, but the last leg had me nervous, the quaddie killer. So I went for Tab's quaddie cash out and still came out in front.
That'll settle the nerves. If you love an early collect, cash out of your quaddie this spring carnival with Tab's quaddie cash out.
Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Being a bloke is busy work. You're a provider and a father and a husband. How are you supposed to fit in fitness around all that? The Man Challenge is an exercise and food program for real blokes like you. 10 weeks, just 10 minutes a day to lose weight and be a better bloke. Too right. With the Man Challenge, you can finally fit in being fit. Get the ball rolling today at themanchallenge.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any weight loss plan.
When you're stuck in the traffic with nowhere to go, escape.
to a tropical island. You and a glass of Sacred Hill wine. Try Sacred Hill Semillon Sauvignon Blanc by De Bortoli. Here's the traffic.
At Sydney Airport, Mast Street is struggling into the international terminal this morning. Airport Drive filling up quickly as well. Allow plenty of time if you need to head there today. It will be busier than normal with school holidays wrapping up. Neutral Bay, Apache Run on Military Road, city bound. In Denniston East, they're on the brakes on Blackstone Road heading towards Ryde Hospital. And in Des Moines, slow on Henley Marine Drive from Birkenhead Point around the bay to the City West Link. If you're tired of card spending minimums, look for the orange $0 minimum sign and find stores where you can pay with your card for any amount. It's a great way to pay your way. I'm Tim Govers on Sky Sports Radio.
Luna Park's magical Big Top Christmas Ball is back.
Saturday, December 17th.
This all-inclusive evening event is ideal for small businesses looking for a five-star dining Christmas experience. Top entertainment is guaranteed on the night with MC Justin Karcher, DJ Ash and party band Let's Groove Tonight. And plenty of great prizes to be won. Spots are strictly limited. Book now at lunaparkvenues.com. Proud sponsor of Camp Quality.
The creator of the Man Shake and footy legend Adam Mad Dog McDougall used to speak to his thighs.
You told me that. It's extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah. Apparently they responded too, which is even stranger. Adam Mad Dog McDougall, he's created a new training program. It's called the Man Challenge. It's a 10-week online training program for blokes. So straight away he's excluded half the market here, but he's found a niche.
Must be confident.
He's found a niche and he's doing very, very well. It's a 10-minute total body workout, scientifically proven to work. No gym, so no excuses. I know you don't use a gym, do you? And yet,
yeah, I do.
Carved out of stone. I thought you just did your 150 push-ups at night.
No, I've got the gym in the garage.
Do you?
Yeah. You've seen it.
What's your go-to? Can I ask you the question that everyone wants to ask?
Which is?
What do you bench?
160, 170, 180, depending on who's spotting me.
Pounds?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say kilos.
No.
Gee. Craven.
not your size, Jim. I'm about 20 kilos lighter than you.
These are live video workouts with Adam McDougall, footy stars and racing editors, apparently, too, these videos, that you can access any time of the day from any mobile device. Plus, easy-to-follow meal plans with real man food. You can still enjoy a beer or a burger or a pie.
Which is very, very important.
Yeah, it is. You got to enjoy yourself in moderation, like everything, Roman, in moderation. Just 10 minutes a day over 10 weeks. That's not a huge impost. The Man Challenge kicks off on October 10th. So the 10th of the 10th, it's a 10 minutes a day for 10 weeks. Sign up now at themanchallenge.com.au.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend is brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the number one BT50 dealer in New South Wales. Mongoa Road, Penrith. Target
on my back. Just trying to track down Robbie Slater at this stage. I tell you what, if he doesn't answer, he'll be in the box with Dawn Fraser. Anyway, morning, Jimmy and Ray. My biggest streak is my beloved Queensland Sheffield Shield team.
You got it out. 62 years.
Easy for you to say, Ray. Yeah. 62 years before losing, losing for our first. Yeah. And my other streak is how many times caller Adrian called and said something positive. I'm fearful the streak will never end. That's Brett from Broadbeach.
Well, you got some good contributions, Brett from Broadbeach.
Yeah, no, well done. Good work. Boys, a subtle change, but I noticed there was no interruption for a 7:30 news break. Makes a much smoother and flowing show. Also allows Jimmy more on-air time to embarrass the long-suffering Ray Thomas. Win-win, really. That's from Paramat.
That's very true.
That's not very nice.
I did bring it on myself. Judy did actually forecast that you'll get back at me, but Judy and Paramat actually brought that on myself by going through the wrong door.
Yeah. But you found the right door. You're in the studio today for this final hour. And not far away is the start over there at Bathurst either. And we're looking forward to
watch it.
I'll have it on this afternoon. Yeah. You know, that's the
in the background.
Been up there for, well, maybe even foreground. Because when you go up there and you get exposed to a sport, and this is why it's important to for all sports are trying to do it, to expose more people to their product, 100%. Whatever it is. Yeah. And the more the people can consume it, that's why free-to-air television is so important.
Correct.
For the A-League, for any sport, Super Rugby, or whatever sport it happens to be. That the more people that you can expose to it, the more connection they have with it. So I'm not a huge car fan, but I went up to Bathurst for 2 days, and as a result of that, you see the energy on the mountain. You see the industry that it is and how much goes into it. And ran around Well, when I say I ran around it, I got up to...
How far is it?
Griffin's Bend. It's 6.2 kilometres, I think it is, roughly. Okay. And as a result of that, they do 161 laps for 1,000, mm-hmm. hence the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1,000. There's so many storylines associated with the race this year. We've got Lowndes, of course, in the 10th year since the passing of his mentor in Peter Brock, who he won the very first one in 2006, the Peter Brock Trophy. Jamie Wincup is looking
going
to...
five.
Chas Mostert is coming back from the injury of last year. Garth Tander has had 18 years in the sport, and yet at this point, he has no drive for next year. So, he could be the story of the day.
Jamie Courtney trying to win his first Bathurst.
James Courtney, yeah, absolutely. Now, James Courtney came and spoke to us on, what day was that? That was Thursday. It's amazing how lean these drivers are.
Well, they have to be, don't they? Well, Formula One drivers in particular, but I guess they have to be, Jimmy, because you're in that small little custom-built seat, aren't you? And they're fit men.
We made mention of it to James, and he said, well, weight is cost of horsepower. So that's what it costs you.
Jeez.
Yeah, so as a result of that, if you're too heavy, you can't do it. Most of the drivers are pretty short.
Mm.
Garth Tander's a tall man, though. And Dave Reynolds is not a small guy either. So it'll be very interesting to see how they go today.
When you're live there
and
you've watched them practice, do you get an even greater understanding and appreciation just how fast these machines actually go?
Absolutely.
It's extraordinary, isn't it, when you're live?
We were down there pit straight and they just flying there, and that's not the fastest part of the track.
Mm.
You know, it's not Conrad Straight where they're coming up close to 300 kilometres an
hour.
So, and the other thing about it is that I mentioned a little bit earlier when we did run around, well, didn't quite make it all the way around the track with our running. Pretty steep, the inclines.
How'd you go uphill?
Uphill, not so good. Downhill, even tougher because it is steep.
Yeah.
Very steep, the decline there. So
they go through those S-bends at the top of the hill. That's where they have a lot of the accidents, don't they? They've run off and...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's where Chaz ran himself into trouble previously. And the other thing about it is, that strikes me, is the industry that is V8 supercars. You know, the supporters that get there, and all of them...
Very, very loyal.
All of them are wearing gear, whether it's hats or jackets or whatever it is. Whatever team it is that they support, they've got the latest gear on. So from that point of view, you know, it's a massive industry in itself. SMS coming in. Hey, Jimmy and Ray, I went to the Gold Coast V8 Supercars 2 years ago, and like you, wasn't into car racing. But once you watch them live, you realise how skilled they are. Mm. Cheers from Matt.
It's extraordinary when you're live.
The other thing that gets me too is the courage of the drivers.
Mm.
You
nervous,
know, there's the element of fear that must carry with them the whole 161 laps, but they're able to master it. So it is a great event on the Australian sporting calendar. It's on today at 10 minutes past 11.
It's funny thing, you talk to people like motor car drivers, jockeys, etc. They love that thrill of the speed. They love being on
the rush,
animals or in cars and the speed. Jimmy, I've been remiss of us not to mention this, but overnight, Johnny Gleeson, the former Australian spinner, has passed away, sadly, in Tamworth, aged 78. He'd been ill for a while, and he was Australia's 242nd Test cricketer. He played 29 Tests between 67 and 72, took 93 wickets, an average of 36, with 3 5-wicket hauls. And he used to be regarded as a bit of a mystery spinner because of his unusual grip.
Yes.
And the story goes that Don Bradman once faced him in the nets without a bat just to see how he could bowl. And the first ball, Bradman didn't eyes it up when he didn't pick it. So Gleeson thought, right, I'll bomb a wrong one. Next ball, bowled his wrong one, but it hit Bradman on the hip, didn't pick it. He just walked away and said, pick this man.
Yeah, right.
True story.
There you go. He was one of those spinners that could get the yips a little bit too, wasn't
he?
Johnny Gleeson?
Was he the one first ball almost missed the strip?
Yeah.
Was that Johnny Gleeson?
And wasn't there the question about, and I think it was during the Rod Marsh era there, they said, are they turning? And he said, well, we won't know until he lands one.
Yeah, I think it was Johnny Gleeson. But when he was on song,
Test cricketer,
they say they couldn't read the ball out of his hand, which is extraordinary. And his passing comes not long after, obviously, the late, great Max Walker a couple of weeks ago as well. So two absolute legends of Australian cricket.
So condolences to the Gleeson family, on what is a very sad day. Just going back to Bathurst, and look, we've got their markets up for that, and we heard a little bit earlier. Jamie Wincup and Paul Dumbrell, $3.75. Shane Van Gisbergen, and Prima, his co-driver, and Lowndes and Stephen Richards, $6 equal second favourite. Chaz Mostert and Owen, his co-driver, at $8. So, and Garth Tander. Tander and Luff won Sandown, the endurance event, last month. So as a result of that, they're well and truly in the market as well. And again, it comes back to the fact that it just seems incredible that Garth Tander hasn't got a drive for next year. 1353-53 is the open line number. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and wrap up the program.
This truly magical thoroughbred Able Friend going to win the Champions Mile in an absolute hand canter. That's the world's best.
Hong Kong, Singapore, Japan, Korea. The best of Asian racing. Live and exclusive to Sky Racing.
How would you like to own a mobile coffee franchise for under 50k? You can with The Coffee Guy. Be part of the thriving coffee industry. Find out more at their free information seminar on October 22. See The Coffee Guy van in action. Try the coffee. Meet the franchisees. Spaces are limited. Register online now to qualify for one of three 6K startup bonus packs. Find out more at thecoffeeguy.net.au. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lionel Lee. Have you sat down in front of a new LG 4K OLED TV lately? Seriously, the picture quality is incredible. I could stare at it for hours, except Mum would say, get back to work. And until Sunday, save up to a massive $1,500 off the ticketed price of selected LG 4K OLED TVs at Bing Lee. Check out our huge range of the best TVs and talk to people who really know TVs. Get a great deal on a great TV at Bing Lee. And there's a great deal more in store.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend is brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the number one BT50 dealer in New South Wales. Mongoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back to the program. 1353-53 is the open line number. Big Sports Breakfast Weekend Edition. Looking forward to the start of the Bathurst 1000.
11:10.
11:10. We worked it out. Yeah. Now, we've got an SMS in here. The kids just told me we got a mention. That is great. We live, you know, we don't go on there. They live in Dubbo anyway. Mm-hmm. I've been a listener since day dot. Love the show and love my sport. That's come in from Zook who told us about Harry Greb. I'd never heard of Harry Greb.
Yeah, no, very tough fighter. And the fight of the year, beating Gene Tunney in the 1922 fight for the light heavyweight championship of the world.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Let's go to callers now. They're on the line here, Raymond. Pat is there. G'day, Pat.
Good morning, Ray Thomas.
Yeah, Pat, good morning.
Pat, how are you?
Yeah, terrific. Pat, how are you?
Good, mate. Listen, a fairy tale story in racing. Racing is one of the greatest equalers there is in sport because you can be the wealthiest of men and the poorest and you can end up with a champion.
Yeah. What's that saying in racing, Pat? All men are equal on the racetrack.
Above and below.
Mm. Yep.
And this one with Divine Prophet, the two owners, Mario and Tony Falcone, the loveliest people you'll ever meet in this world, and they had this old mare called Prophet's Jewel who won a couple of races, but very mediocre mare, won one in Brisbane and one in Sydney, and they put it to Schwarz here.
That's right. Mm.
And the first horse was called Prasea.
Yep.
And it went from winning a maiden at Hawkesbury to the Cox Plate in the first preparation.
That's right. And ran second in the Spring Champion Stakes same day.
And knows by It's a Done Deal. Yep. And it should have beaten It's a Done Deal. It wasn't one of the best rides. Mm-hmm. Then they put it to Dane Hill Dancer, Fushiasi, Pegasus, and they got a couple of horses, Ordinary, and they put it back to Schwarzia.
Yep.
And they ended up with Divine Prophet.
And he is a star. And they were both there yesterday. They own a few hotels around town, the Falcone brothers, and including the Red Cow at Penrith, the iconic Red Cow Hotel.
Oh, okay.
Penrith,
But this is incredible because this is about breeding too in itself. But you can put a great mare to different sires and you won't get the horse. But when you put the right mix, and that's with Schwarz here, had to have two horses perform at Group 1 level and to win at Group 1 level out of the same mare. I remember Dark Jewel.
Yeah, the great Dark Jewel, yes.
You know, she threw Cabochon and she threw Heirloom, Lucy Manette. I mean, I think she threw about five or six, and then there was 8 Carat.
Yeah. 8 Carat was Octagonal, Mule White, everything else. They're two of the greatest brood mares of them all. But
there you go. Good on you, Pat. Yeah, you know you're breeding there, Pat. Yeah. Well done.
And we've got Brendan on the line.
Just before we get the Falcone brother, they don't own the cow and calf at Wellington, do they?
They don't.
Just to clarify.
The cow and calf gets more advertising on this show than
a Brendan. There hasn't been a brack out at Wellington.
We're not welcome back there.
No, we're not.
No,
we're not.
Brendan, good morning.
How you going, boys?
Yeah, terrific, Brendan.
Ray, just a question for you, mate.
Yes, mate.
I had an all-up diff at the races yesterday, and this query is on these cash out and partial payouts. What's your understanding of these partial payouts? Have you ever had a partial payout?
I haven't, but my understanding is that you can cash out any time. Is that what you're asking, Brendan?
Yeah, well, I had an all-up diff today. I had a sign in Chetwood, into Shidell, into Dixie Blossom in the Star Turn.
Right. Yeah.
So they all got up. Yeah. The click was $29,600. Yep. For a $100 bet, which is, you know, usually when I have those, you don't get them. It's a miracle, you know, you get these ones. But anyway, we got one up. But
well done.
A mate of mine was telling me, have a look at the possibility of having a cash out. So after Dixie Blossom one, the cash out was for $8,500.
Right.
So I said to me, mate, oh, yeah. I said, what's that partial payout thing? Because my phone was flat and I was using his phone. And I said, oh, you push on that and you can see if you want to take something out, and I'll tell you how much you will collect if you accept it. And I said, well, just put in $700 and see what he accepts. So, you know, I don't think I'll go ahead with it, but see what it does. So he put in $700 and it came out that you're going to get $27,100 or something back. I was over $27,000, but I said to him, oh, don't worry about it. We'll let it go. So he arrowed back. We didn't accept it. Lo and behold, it accepted the payout and took that bet. And I don't understand how, when you're on the phone, how it can take that bet when you didn't accept it. And then on top of that, as I said, they sit on the phone and three of us were looking at it, said that the click was going to be $27,000. And when it did win, the click was $21,000.
I'll tell you what I'll do, Brendan. Yeah, we'll take your number.
We need to sort this out, Brendan.
Yeah, because those technologies, it is difficult to follow. But we'll take your number, Brendan. I'll make a couple of calls for you and we'll find out exactly what happened there. With those cash outs, a new innovation with the tab, Jimmy, which I think is fantastic.
Well, they're doing it now with the quaddies.
Unbelievable. So if you've got your first three quaddies up and you want to
cash out,
or you can have a partial cash out as well.
But that's right.
I'm not quite sure what happened to Brendan there, but I'll find out for him.
Yeah, that seems a little strange too. It might be complicated by the fact too that it was his mate's phone because
all those
his phone's
sort of things,
gone. Yeah, so we don't know. But yeah, that's the new product that Tab have released, that you can get the early cash out from the quaddie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only been released this week,
I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, and as
in
you say, if you want to say, oh, look, I'll leave half in and I'll take half out.
You can do it.
You can do that as well. And Dave Stanley from the Tab did say to us, he explained the way that it was done, which was rather complex, Ray, and my eyes were glazing over a little. But it is a pretty difficult way to try and work it out. But it depends whether you want to take that. Well done, by the way, on getting that.
So did it pay 27 or 29?
Well, he said he put $100 on and got $29,000, but then also said that he took some of it out and got $27,000.
So I'm not sure.
No, but anyway.
I'd be pretty happy with that.
Yeah, either way.
He's done all right.
He's done very well from a $100 outlay. So well done on that one, but we will get some clarification around that. Now, just thought we'd bring this to your attention. Someone who mentioned whether Don from Carlton had sent in an SMS, and yes, he has. Andrew Fifita brought Australian Rugby League into disrepute last Sunday and should receive an immediate lifetime ban from the NRL. When Will Chambers scored, the Sharks were gone. It was delicious. The Sharks, who had totally dominated the first half, had choked again. A sea of black, white and blue jerseys were about to trudge mournfully from ANZ Stadium, leaving me and a handful of Storm fans to survey the wreck and watch Cameron Smith raise the trophy to an empty stadium. Unfortunately, it was not to be. Upsets the unfairly maligned Andrew Fifita with a show of speed, strength and agility rarely seen. It was a play for the ages, far surpassing JT's predictable field goal in the previous grand final. Fifita single-handedly restored pride to the Shire, brought Rod from Nowra from his drunken stupor and dragged the Waxheads briefly from their boards and bongs to celebrate the euphoria with Dave from Grays Point and his young men. The 50-year hoodoo of the most unsuccessful team in the history of rugby league was no more. Yes, Andrew Fifita, you have a lot to answer for.
At least Don was brave enough to chime in this week. We haven't heard from Rod from now, which really concerns me because he's a regular every Sunday morning.
Yes, he is.
You can put your alarm to it, Jimmy Smith.
Someone needs to put an alarm. Before 6:30. Yes.
But we haven't heard from the great man.
Well, I can tell you this, that he has been on the program during the course of the Big Sports Breakfast Monday to Friday show. He's alive.
I'm tipping he's still partying.
He's alive. I think he's a little bit like Chris Hyington and that he's still in his same jersey from Sunday.
He might party for the rest of the year.
But, no, he was well and truly. I don't know where he is this morning, but the fact that he didn't ring up and...
It's a concern.
And gloat about his Sharks is a concern.
You think he would have rung up this week?
Oh, I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure he's fine. Just recapping, Australia have beaten Argentina over there in Twickenham, would you believe, in that rugby championship match. So congratulations to them. Also significantly there, Leroy Houston became officially Wallaby 901. So he did get some game time there. So well done to him on that. There was an incident towards the end of that game where Nick Phipps, the replacement halfback, there was a trainer came on the field for Argentina and he seemed to be getting in the way of Nick Phipps getting
the
ball.
He wanted to pick up the ball, didn't he?
That's right. So next thing he was pushed out of the way by Nick Phipps, and as a result of that, an Argentinian player came and confronted Nick Phipps about
that. Didn't confront him, pushed him over.
You might hear a fair bit more about this. In the end, it was the Wallabies 33-21 over the Argentinians, but you might hear about this, and Nick Phipps might find himself in a little bit of trouble. Other result coming out of there was the All Blacks against South Africa at Kings Park, Durban.
57-15 to the All Blacks. They are just unstoppable, Jimmy Smith. That's 17 in a row, which equals their all-time record, which they set back in the 60s, and was equaled by the South African team in about 10 years ago. Australia are next to play the All Blacks as they go for 18 in a row. So when was the last time Australia beat the All Blacks? Was it a Hong Kong match? A year and a half
ago. Was it that long ago?
I think it was. A year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, so it's been a while.
And how long is it since they beat them at Eden Park? 1986.
Was it really? 86.
86. Alan Jones was the coach. Andrew Leeds, I'm pretty sure, was on debut.
When we used to win test matches against
the
All Blacks.
Well, and of course, they famously won the Bledisloe over there in, with that series. So that was the last time. So you're looking at a 30-year hoodoo since the last time the Australians...
So what's on today for Jimmy Smith? Bathurst in the background.
Bathurst in the background.
Newcastle v Adelaide.
Might even catch up on a bit of sleep if there's...
You've had enough, I think.
Have not enough? No. I'll tell you what, though, all week being down at Cronulla, the strains of up Cronulla have rung throughout the Shire throughout the last 7 days, and understandably so. It's now gone into the top 50 on iTunes.
Is River, little boy, is he the Cronulla supporter?
He's a Sharky supporter.
Has he stopped singing that song?
No, he's not into it as much as his older brother,
okay,
who is a Roosters fan. And by the way, the Roosters won the under-20s too after being down 28-6 to half-time against your Panthers. And so he rode them hard all the way home in that one. But, yeah, River's been very excited about the – he's got a flag and he's also got some shorts too. We got him some Sharky shorts, so he's well and truly a Sharky. So exciting times. What about you, Raymond? What's on for you today?
I'll watch a bit of Bathurst. I've got a bit of work to do. I might watch a bit of the A-League. I haven't seen a game this weekend yet.
Right.
And I want to learn what this is about, Jimmy Kabaddi. It's my goal for the weekend. I've sat here and watched it for the last hour and I've got no idea what's happening.
Well, it's a Kabaddi World Cup. Apparently it's being held in India and Pakistan have been a Kabaddi superpower. Been unable to compete for political reasons. Raymond, have a great day.
You too, Jimmy.